أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين صدق الله العظيم. This is the beginning of the last ruku of the surah, Surah Zumar. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the very beginning we said Zumar means groups. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about particularly two different groups. One is the group of those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other are the group that had taqwa, feared Allah, revered Allah, was conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognized the majesty and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to those who disbelieve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا, that those who disbelieve will be herded, will be driven into the fire of Jahannam Zumara in different groups. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word herd, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these types of words for them to show absolute disregard for them. There will not be any honor for them. They will be rather disgrace. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَىٰ, that on that day, they will be pushed or they will be shoved into the fire of Jahannam very, very forcefully. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدَىٰ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the condition that they will be herded into the fire of Jahannam in a state of absolute thirst. عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be herded, they will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam on their faces. At that time they will be blind, they will be deaf, they will be dumb. In this world they were blinded to the truth. They do not want to hear the truth, nor did they want to testify the truth. And hence the reality of it will all dawn upon them on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hatta idha ja'uha, until they come to the fire of Jahannam, when they have been herded in different groups, and the different groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to, that polytheist will be a different group, the atheist will be a different group, and the different groupings of disbelievers, all will be grouped in different groups. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, until they come to the fire of Jahannam, they approach it, Futihat abwaabuha, its door will be opened. Some of the commentators, like the commentator here, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahimahumullah, explains that like how a prison door is closed, it is locked, it is latched, and every precaution is taken that even by mistake it does not open. And like that, the fire of Jahannam will have doors or gates upon it, and then it will be opened for the different groups one by one as they are hurled into the fire of Jahannam. In other words, absolutely no honor, only disgrace upon disgrace. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and then the keepers of the fire of Jahannam will say as the groups come in, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ, did the rasuls, did the various messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not approach you? Did they not come to you? And obviously they didn't come for any of their own benefit, but they came with a specific reason. They had a specific mission. يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ, the first specific mission was that they came, they recited and they made tilawat upon you the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. In very great detail there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this entire scene. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, each time a group is thrown into the fire of Jahannam, then the keepers of Jahannam will ask them, and the only reason that they will ask them is to create within them more and more regret, more and more remorse. That they will ask them, that did not the nadir, did not the warners come to you? And at that time there will be a great degree of admission that these warners had come to us, but obviously we had denied these warners, we had not taken any heed of these warners. And the truth is this, that if only at that time we had heard, at that time we had applied our minds, we had applied our intellect, then obviously this would have never been our abode, this would have not been our final abode. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there says, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. At that time they will admit the sins, and the greatest sin was the sin of rejection, the sin of the rejection of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And may the people of the fire be repulsed, like how we would use the term out with them. In other words, there will be no regard for them whatsoever. And the second mission of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam was, وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. They came, they warned you about the meeting of this day, this horrific day, but obviously you did not take heed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what the response of them will be. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. They will say, definitely indeed, these prophets, these Anbiya, these messengers, in whatever form, in whatever way, they had come to us, وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. But the truth and the reality is this, that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, in other words, the decision of Allah's punishment, has now taken place, has now proven to be true upon those who have disbelieved. قِيلَ دُخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. After they will be questioned, then it will be said to them, enter the gates or the doors of the fire of Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Remain there forever and ever. وَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And evil is the abode of those who were arrogant. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also teaches us a very, very important lesson. That one is this, that Allah has bestowed upon us this very great and beautiful gift of iman. And the greatest and the greater gift of iman is to leave this world in the state of iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us here that we should, on the one hand, cherish and be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift of iman, and we need to make every effort that we live in this world in a state of iman, we leave this world in a state of iman, not only us, our children and our progenies, till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.